Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 411, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Braun, Austin Price. Weekend's almost here, so hold on just a couple more hours, and then we can officially say the weekend is here. Well, thanks for having us on today. We do appreciate it. Austin is sliding in. He's got some real important weather information to pass along in about 4 minutes, as long as the weekend forecast. Well, he's going to throw that all together for us. But let's go ahead and look into three important things you need to know about this hour.
Number one.
Okay, Hurricane Aaron. Let's go ahead and wrap this storm up. It's moving away. Our focus shifts to the next system in the Atlantic that could become a tropical storm this weekend. The National Hurricane Center has dubbed the system Invest 90L. Forecasters confirm the system will not be a threat to the U.S. mainland. However, it could potentially impact Bermuda as soon as Sunday, depending on how soon it makes that northerly turn. The next name on the 2025 hurricane season list is Fernan. Did we get that right?
Number two.
Did we get that right last time? I think we had to try to dissect that for a
We were saying Fernand, and then the phonetic spelling says Fernan, and it's
Well, I got the phonetic spelling. It's F-A-I-R-N-A-H-N.
Yeah, so Fernan.
Fernan. We'll never get that right.
Hopefully it doesn't become a storm.
We'll never get it right, I'm sure.
Anyway, Pensacola Little Theater has returned $65,000 to Escambia Children's Trust after a certified forensic auditor reviewed PLT's finances and identified expenses that were not properly categorized. ECT has now turned that information over to the Florida Auditor General's Office for review. The refund comes in the wake of the resignation of former PLT Executive Director Sid Williams, who submitted his resignation in May amid the review of PLT's finances.
Number three.
Santa Rosa County residents finally going to get that look at the long-awaited East Milton Master Plan. Going to happen Monday at 5 at the Santa Rosa County Administrative Complex in Milton. The document is a long-range planning effort designed to manage responsible growth, land use, transportation, and infrastructure decisions. The plan is scheduled to be implemented sometime in 2026.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
All right, well, I'll get us kicked off here. For starters, we got a nationwide shortage of child care professionals hitting Escambia County rather hard. Over 400 children on the wait list for the school readiness program. Director Bruce Watson of the Early Learning Coalition says many parents are choosing not to apply, fearing extended wait times, which Watson says could lead to lifelong impacts from a lack of early child care. The situation remains dire, and he says he can't guarantee it will improve soon. Officials in Santa Rosa County say their program also has a large wait list and faces similar issues.
Well, Governor DeSantis visited Panama City earlier today, and he was discussing the current immigration enforcement in the panhandle. DeSantis detailed an operation that is now ongoing.
Although the operation is still underway, nearly 200 illegal aliens have already been apprehended, with expectations that the final total will even be higher by the end of today's operation.
Law enforcement located in Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, Walton, and Bay counties, as well as in the Eastern Panhandle.
All righty. Since we're knocking on the door of 415 here, we'll go ahead and get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Do have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp. And let's see. We also have a little bit. This is going to be on Fairfield Drive if you are traveling westbound towards Hollywood Avenue. No confirmation of an accident or anything. Just a couple of waves of congestion over there. Last major spots, probably going to have to be Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, heading into downtown Milton. As for your weather, we're sitting at a relatively calm 82 degrees today. That's not too bad. Tonight's low is going to be 75. We got some rainfall chances with lightning over the course of the next few days, heading into your late Sunday night. Looks like it'll clear up come Monday, and we're going to see the highs be creeping back up as a result come Monday. Your high is looking to be around 93.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
A little bit of controversy in Gatorland. Richard Burt, he is a Florida University of Florida professor. He lost his First Amendment case against the university. It was all due to a missed filing deadline. Boy, that deadline will get you. And as they kind of referenced in this story, it's what college people learn. How to make those paper deadlines. You got a 5 o'clock, you got to make this paper in on Friday. You got to have this.
Right, the deadline.
Well, it seems that the professor didn't really listen to his own words about deadlines. He emailed students complaints saying the university was forcing him to return to the classroom against his will during the pandemic, leading to a disciplinary action. Now, the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals dismissed Burt's appeal as untimely, regardless, and of the First Amendment argument. So, yep, he's out of a job, I believe.
And the Miccosukee tribe celebrating the federal judge's decision to halt construction at Alligator Alcatraz. The ruling grants a temporary injunction, of course, suspending operations and ordering removal of infrastructure within 60 days. Tribal leaders say the facility threatens sacred lands and violates environmental law. We've been hearing about that for a while now. Chairman Talbert Cypress vowed continued resistance, saying, "When it comes to our homeland, there is no compromise. The state is appealing the ruling."
Let me kind of expand on this just a hair. The federal court actually will not let Florida build any more at the site of the, as they say, Alligator Alcatraz, now the former airport, now being used as a migrant holding facility. Many changes potentially on the way. Eben Brown is dissecting it for us from Miami.
A U.S. district court in Miami is enjoining the state of Florida from further construction or expansion of the population at the former aircraft training facility in the Everglades, now called Alligator Alcatraz. The site is being used by federal agents to house captured criminal aliens prior to deporting them. The injunction isn't surprising Governor Ron DeSantis.
"And we also knew we were going to immediately appeal and get that decision stayed. So we'll ultimately be successful in this. It's not going to stop our resolve."
Environmental groups and Native American tribes are suing, claiming the facility is impacting sensitive wetlands. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Florida Congressman Byron Donalds also giving his two cents here, saying this facility is meant to protect the American people from criminals, and his state will work to reinsure it remains open.
"The governor is not going to let this stand. He's going to continue to fight forward to make sure that we are protecting Floridians at every turn. These judges that come out with these rulings, quite frankly, are not helping the American people."
And an Alachua County teacher currently under investigation for how she allegedly treated a ROTC student. Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer sent a letter yesterday to the superintendent and school board. The letter was sent after a parent complained to the board that her son's teacher at Gainesville High School called him a Nazi file because of his interest in World War II and his participation in ROTC. The parent says the teacher also nominated the boy as most likely to become a dictator due to his conservative values. Uthmeyer says if the woman's story is true, the teacher should be immediately terminated and never allowed to teach again in the state of Florida.
418 News Radio 92.3. The mile marker 39 fire has combined with the Sawgrass fire. This is down in West Broward County, Florida, down in South Florida, burning more than 19,000 acres. Well, Channel 7, Fox affiliate 7 in Miami, is all over this story with the latest from West Broward County.
A brush fire continues burning in the Everglades in West Broward County. Wednesday night, drivers on Alligator Alley spotted the bright orange flames in the distance. It's been so bad, the fire also impacted people in Miami-Dade. All day Wednesday was hard to avoid heavy smoke anywhere in South Florida. Officials with Florida Forest Service say they're trying to tackle it, but the conditions are making it tougher.
And more than 30 people were arrested in a multi-agency crackdown based in Bartow. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd says they include a man described as the kingpin of drugs in the county seat. One suspect is accused of selling a 65-year-old woman the drugs that killed her. Judd says one of the suspects is a Venezuelan national who made bond and got deported. And he says they've issued a writ for his arrest if he ever re-enters the U.S. 419 here. We will take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your headlining national stories for you on this Friday afternoon edition of News Radio 92.3.
ADX Communications, the family-owned broadcaster behind Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist, is looking for our next great electronics technician. You'll handle the installation, maintenance, and repair of studio and transmitter gear, network systems, and more, keeping our award-winning radio stations sounding their very best. We offer competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 401k with company match, plus paid vacation and holidays. If you have the skills, the drive, and the passion for serving our community, apply now at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX Communications, serving our communities and looking for you. If you love electronics, reach out today. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Sportsman's Night Out is back, and it's bigger than ever. This year, it's a new date and more giveaways than ever before. You could win a brand new camper, a four-wheeler, a side-by-side, hunting trips, fishing gear, and even a brand new car. It all goes down September 11th at the Pensacola Bay Center. Tickets? Just $10. But don't wait. They will sell out. Grab yours now at sportsmansnightout.com. Sportsman's Night Out, September 11th. Presented by Carpenter's Campers, Parrish Tractor, Penton's Auto Trim, Sandy Sansing Automotive, and Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Local radio brings people together like never before.
It's a beautiful hometown weekend out there. We've got
your local stations keep you informed and involved with music, talk shows, and real-time news updates you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters, connecting you to what matters most. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress to support your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. The Chamber of Commerce put on an education luncheon with some of the big leaders in education here locally. Lots of interesting stuff, including the future of education and the use of AI. You know that referendum on whether we're going to go back to having an elected superintendent in Escambia County? Yeah, the school board voted to keep it during the primary, not in the general election. Terrible choice. And why does Brother Andrew like the Cracker Barrel logo redesign? Find out in the Transgressors Memorial Service, like all the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
423 News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for having us on. Today, News Radio 92.3 has learned new details about this morning's raid of former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton's home and office. David Spunt has those details from Washington.
We're told that CIA Director John Ratcliffe worked with FBI Director Patel to provide limited access to some U.S. intelligence that resulted in this morning's raid. Now, we're told that this is likely related to Bolton potentially allegedly and willfully mishandling classified documents while preparing to write his book. This was after he was fired as President Trump's National Security Advisor during the first administration. We reached out to his attorney, no comment. One of our colleagues, Jake Gibson, called Bolton's office, identified himself, said we'd like comment, and somebody from Bolton's office just completely hung up the phone.
424. Boy, what kind of abrupt ending was that, you know, just like guy hung up the phone. Okay, rallies on the final day of the trading week. Yeah, we're talking about the market wrap-up. Hillary Barsky's got the numbers.
Stocks surged with the Dow notching its first record close of the year as Fed Chair Jerome Powell hinted that a September interest rate cut might happen but stopped short of committing, striking a careful balance between job market risks and lingering inflation pressures. An Intel stock jumped over 5%. President Trump said that the U.S. would take a 10% stake in the struggling chip maker. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Home Depot, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners, Verizon, Walmart, and Coca-Cola. The Dow rising 846 points. The Nasdaq up 396, S&P 500 up 97. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, Austin Price. As promised, taking a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see. If you are traveling westbound on Highway 90, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, we got our typical afternoon issues there. Nothing too severe, though. Also got some backups on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. But that, once again, is not much of a surprise this time every afternoon. As for your weather, 82 degrees, going to be a low of 75 tonight. Saw some lightning on my way here. There are some chances for some lightning and thunderstorms this evening and into your weekend, but it should dissipate by the start of your next work week. But the highs are going to creep back up as that happens come Monday. We're going to be sunny, mostly clear, with a high of 93.
Areas along the East Coast are still feeling the impact of Hurricane Erin. Fox Weather's Mike Seidel has more from Kitty Hawk, North Carolina on News Radio 92.3.
Hurricane Erin has left behind almost a fallish day here on the Outer Banks of North Carolina. The sun is back out, there's blue skies, and temperatures only in the mid-70s. But we still have issues on the beaches. Rip current statements and high surf advisories extend from here all the way up to the Canadian-U.S. border. Back here, that means the double red flags are flying again today. No swimming today. Tomorrow, I'm pretty confident they'll have these beaches back open to swimming. Surf is still up, too. 6 to 10 footers now breaking beyond the pier here at Kitty Hawk. And the heavy surf will die down later today and tonight. Meanwhile, we're still waiting for Highway 12 to reopen on Hatteras Island. That should happen later on today. In Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, I'm meteorologist Mike Seidel, Fox Weather.
And Ghislaine Maxwell says there is no Jeffrey Epstein client list and just released transcripts of her interview last month with the Justice Department. She also says she never saw Trump get a massage from Epstein's young female victims or do anything inappropriate. She says Trump was a gentleman in the interactions she had with him.
Okay, the State Department has stopped issuing workers' visas for commercial truck drivers, saying foreign drivers may be dangerous on the road. Fox's Jill Nato has more.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio posting on X, the increasing number of foreign drivers operating large tractor-trailer trucks on U.S. roads is endangering American lives and undercutting the livelihoods of American truckers. So the U.S. is no longer doling out visas to foreign truckers. The big concern? They may not speak English. Earlier this week, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy pointed to a Florida crash that left three people dead. That wreck involved a truck driver who didn't speak English. But the Commercial Carrier Journal reported earlier this year there's a shortage in the U.S. of about 24,000 truck drivers. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And the Maryland Freedom Caucus is under fire for calling Wes Moore a ghetto governor. On Thursday, caucus director Ali Rock posted a message on X showing a picture of the governor at a racetrack demolition. The post read, quote, "Ghetto Governor Moore standing in front of a racetrack so unprofitable it had to be bailed out by $400 million of state funds to rebuild." Maryland Democratic Party Chair Stuart Pittman released a statement saying Rock resorted to racist name-calling when she went online to make the remark about America's only sitting black governor, saying it's disgusting and unacceptable.
Well, in his annual policy speech, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says he's finally open to lowering those interest rates. Fox Business correspondent Edward Lawrence has more from Jackson Hole, Wyoming on News Radio 92.3.
He also identified many challenges, new challenges that the economy is facing. For instance, he said the tariffs and possible price increases related to that. Also, he blames the immigration policy for abruptly lowering the labor supply and the passage of the One Big Beautiful Bill, he says, which changed the tax code for now a possible positive effect on growth and productivity. Now, I'll get to inflation in a moment, but on the labor market front, the Federal Reserve Chairman said the break-even rate for the job market has now lowered for job growth, and that is keeping the inflation rate at 4.2%. On inflation, the Fed chairman sees tariffs as adding price increases, but that price increase is being drawn out over time. He says the full impact has not been seen yet.
Okay, Powell also says the Fed's policy rate is restrictive due to inflation being above their intended target number.
We cannot say for certain where rates will settle out over the longer run, but their neutral rate may now be higher than during the 2010s, reflecting changes in productivity, demographics, fiscal policy, and other factors that affect the balance between saving and investment.
And since we're talking about finances here, I want to give you more details on this. President Trump says Canada is dropping retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. Today from the Oval Office, Trump said he spoke with Prime Minister Mark Carney earlier this week, and it was very productive. With the agreement, Canada will drop duties for most American goods starting in September.
Okay, with these numbers floating around, let me give you the Mortgage News Daily Report's on these rates. Holding steady today, by the way, the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.62%. The average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage is 5.97%. Kind of translates fewer than 28% of homes on the U.S. housing market are affordable for the average household as borrowing rates remain a critical barrier. Higher mortgage rates are largely to blame. Home prices and interest rates have risen so significantly, they've reduced home buying to their lowest levels since the mid-90s. Coming up in five, we'll talk some sports. Austin, Chris Bryan on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. The Justice Department releasing hours of interviews between a top federal prosecutor and Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's imprisoned accomplice. Questions are swirling about Epstein's relationship with President Trump.
She maintains that when she saw future President Trump, his behavior was fine.
I never witnessed the president in any inappropriate setting in any way.
Maxwell also says she does not recall seeing Trump in Epstein's house.
Fox's Rich Edson. Maxwell was convicted of helping Epstein traffic teenage girls. President Trump hinting he could target other U.S. cities with a crackdown on crime.
Chicago's a mess. You have an incompetent mayor, grossly incompetent. And we'll straighten that one out probably next. That'll be our next one after this.
The comments follow his recent federal takeover, the Washington, D.C. police. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Sean Levine with a Sports Minute sponsored by Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find a store at metalsupermarkets.com. Mike Trout is definitely a 5-tool player and has a first ballot Hall of Fame career, but he's going to hang him up in a couple of years. And I ask you this, what are you really going to remember? What's the game? What's the series? What's the hit? Should Mike Trout have left L.A.? In fact, I give Ohtani credit for being on the first train out. I'm the sports machine, Sean Levine.
When you've got real work to do, Metal Supermarkets will help you get it done, fast. We've got a huge variety of metals in stock, and we cut to size, fast. Bottom line, we get it done fast, so you get it done fast. Doesn't get easier than that. Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find a store or buy online at metalsupermarkets.com.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone.
In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Florida State football's coming. Are you ready? The season kicks off as the University of Alabama rolls into town for the first time ever. The epic season continues as the Noles take on teams like Virginia, the Hurricanes, Clemson, Florida, and more. Have your business branded inside all the games, plus weekly promos and commercials. A special sponsorship package is waiting just for your business. Get your business on the field. Call 850-262-6000 to be an FSU sponsor right here on News Radio 92.3.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Turn you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, as Hurricane Aaron moves away, our focus shifts to the next system in the Atlantic that could become a tropical storm this weekend. The NHC has dubbed the system Invest 90L. Forecasters confirmed the system will not be a threat to the U.S. mainland. However, it could potentially impact Bermuda as soon as Sunday, depending on how soon it makes its northward turn. The next name on the 2025 hurricane season list is Fernan.
Number two.
Oh, you silver tongue devil, you.
We finally figured out how to say it.
All right. Number two. Pensacola Little Theater has returned $65,000 to Escambia Children's Trust after a certified forensic auditor reviewed PLT's finances and identified expenses that were not properly categorized. ECT now has turned that information over to the Florida Auditor General Office for review. The refund comes in the wake of the resignation of former PLT Executive Director Sid Williams, who submitted his resignation in May amid the review of PLT's finances.
Number three.
And Santa Rosa County residents will get their first look at the long-awaited East Milton Master Plan on Monday at 5 p.m. That's August 25th at the Santa Rosa County Administrative Complex in Milton. The document is a long-range planning effort designed to manage responsible growth, land use, transportation, and infrastructure decisions. The plan is scheduled to be implemented in 2026.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Escambia County's grappling with a child care crisis with hundreds of kids waiting for spots in the school readiness program. Bruce Watson, program director for the Early Learning Coalition.
Right now, most of the child care workers, particularly the ones coming in off the street for first-time employment, 18 to 20 years old, are making minimum wage. And minimum wage just don't cut it. Minimum is still well below federal poverty level. And until all that balances out, we're going to have a hard time competing for people to do the work.
Okay, the Early Learning Coalition says providers are operating at about a 70% capacity.
For every dollar you put into preschool or early learning, you're saving anywhere from $7 to $16 in cost to society to either mitigate the fact they didn't get the learning and they're not ready to be adults, or they get into drugs, they get into crime, all the social services that have to be spent on. We can save that money if we spend the dollar today. We don't pay $7 to $16 tomorrow.
Well, program officials in Santa Rosa County reporting similar problems.
All right. And a 49-year-old Navarre woman named Sheena Russell has been sentenced to 7.5 years in prison for defrauding a 99-year-old woman out of over $582,000 in Okaloosa County. In addition to her prison term, Russell will serve 22 years of probation and must pay more than $700,000 in restitution. The crimes occurred between March of 2020 and September of 2021. The victim, Rita Shuck, is now 103 years old.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
High fly ball to deep right field and a no-doubter from Roman Anthony. In his first game at Yankee Stadium, he finds the second deck. A two-run bomb.
And man, oh man, how bad did the Red Sox need that going into the bottom of the ninth?
Major League Baseball on Fox TV Thursday. The four-game weekend series between the rival Yankees and Red Sox saw Boston snap New York's win streak at five games. The Red Sox won at Yankee Stadium 6-3. Rookie Roman Anthony had an RBI single and the two-run home run, his fifth career blast. Red Sox teammate Alex Bregman said of Roman Anthony, "To be honest, he's probably the most mature 21-year-old, baseball-wise, I've ever seen around my life. I'm trying to find out what he does wrong. Honestly, we all are. He just does everything the right way." Bregman's former team, the Astros, scored a 7-2 win over the Orioles to go two games up on the Mariners for first place in the AL West. The Padres remained one game behind the Dodgers in the NL West. Dodgers beat the Rockies 9-5. The Padres over the Giants 8-4. WNBA, 9 straight wins for the Las Vegas Aces. 19 points and 13 rebounds for Asia Wilson in an 83-61 win over the Phoenix Mercury. Las Vegas hasn't lost a game since August 2nd. Preseason NFL, the Steelers beat the Panthers 19-10, but Pittsburgh lost number one draft pick, defensive end Derek Harmon, to a sprained knee. He was carted off the field. And the Giants, 42-10 blowout win of the Patriots. Giants rookie T.J. Moore scored a touchdown on a 44-yard interception return, but later got carted off the field with a leg injury. Beginning next college football season, the Southeastern Conference will feature a 9-game in-conference schedule. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey said, adding a 9th SEC game underscores our university's commitment to delivering the most competitive football schedule in the nation. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And college football is back tomorrow. A pair of ranked opponents duel in Dublin for the Aer Lingus College Football Classic on Saturday to kick off Week 0. Kansas State squares off against Iowa State in that game. Once again, two top 25 opponents. It's a Big 12 showdown. It's a rivalry called Farmageddon. Four other games are on the slate. Idaho State and UNLV clash in Vegas. Kansas battles Fresno State at home. Sam Houston visits Western Kentucky, and Hawaii hosts Stanford.
I think this is an excellent place in this program to tell the listeners that we're giving away FSU tickets starting Monday.
We are. We are giving away FSU tickets.
That's a big deal.
The plan is to give them away every day next week. Details on what that entails, we'll get with you on that on Monday.
Tap the app.
And I also want to mention this. Tomorrow, you can catch coverage of that Fresno State-Kansas game on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. That's 99.1 FM, 1330 AM.
All right. We have high school football tonight. Let's not forget about that. Fort Walton Beach at Tate.
Right.
Kicking off 7 o'clock on ESPN Pensacola.
Yes.
That'll be a great... You're working on that game, aren't you?
I am. Doing the halftime show post-game on that one. Running the board during the game.
All right. Northview at Destin. Lighthouse Christian Academy at Jay. West Florida at Escambia. Pensacola Catholic at Navarre. Pine Forest at Pensacola High School. Pace at Mary G. Montgomery. Crestview at Milton. And Gulf Breeze at South Walton. Pretty good lineup this week.
Absolutely. And former Detroit Piston Malik Beasley, no longer a target of a federal gambling investigation. According to Beasley's legal team, they spoke with the Eastern District of New York extensively and received determination that their client was not being considered as the target of allegations centered on NBA sports betting during the 23-24 season. Findings from the attorney's office could potentially reopen free agency for one of the NBA's top shooters.
I did want to make mention of this. Wednesday, the Columbus Bats came alive down in Pensacola, Wahoo 6-1. Wahoo's now 60-56 in the 25 season. Tonight, game four of the six-game series against the Kling Stones. First pitch, 6:05 this evening. Go Wahoos.
Absolutely, and since we're talking about baseball here, MLB reportedly finalizing new media rights deals with NBC, ESPN, and Netflix. The three-year deals would see NBC getting MLB's Sunday games as well as wildcard playoff games. Meanwhile, ESPN would get a new package of midweek games and will be able to license MLB TV and in-market games for five teams. Netflix's deal includes the rights to the Home Run Derby.
Okay, and historic day for baseball. Well, we're talking some baseball here today.
Yeah.
Baseball in our nation's capital. Jared Max has the story for us.
Not since the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League dissolved in 1954 has there been a professional baseball league in the United States for women. Set to join a new league of their own, women from across the country are in Washington, D.C. to try out for the new Women's Pro Baseball League that will begin play next year. The first 3 days of tryouts at the Washington Nationals Youth Baseball Academy will focus on drills, athletic performance, and player evaluations. August 25th, there will be a game at Nationals Park. 150 players will get picked to advance to the league's inaugural draft in October. More than 600 women registered for the four-day tryout camp. Jared Max, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Well, the Supreme Court is allowing the Trump administration to cut $783 million worth of research funding for the National Institute of Health. Jill Nato has an explanation and story from Washington.
In an effort to get NIH on board with President Trump's priorities, the administration wants to cut funding to DEI-linked research grants. A lower court blocked the cuts, but a 5-4 majority on the high court lifted that order. However, the Supreme Court did decide to keep Trump administration guidance on future funding blocked. Chief Justice John Roberts sided with the court's three liberals and would have kept those cuts blocked. The plaintiffs argued the cuts will inflict losses in public health and human life. The DOJ said funding decisions should not be subject to judicial second-guessing. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
And we got time to squeeze another one in here for you. Scientists at the University of Virginia School of Medicine, in cooperation with their counterparts at the University of Michigan, say they've developed a treatment for sepsis. It involves use of a monoclonal antibody that showed promising results in initial testing. The treatment could also be used on other inflammatory conditions, including autoimmune disorders. In addition, it could be used to help repair tissue damage from loss of blood flow, a condition that can hinder organ transplants.
Look at this, 445 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price right here on top of it, looking at the weather and local traffic together today.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, didn't have too much going on at our last check. That appears to still be the case now. Your worst looking spots are going to be I-10 traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. And we got some backups as well on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for your weather, 82 degrees, low of 75. Tonight, we're going to see those temperatures ramp back up, especially come Monday when the rainfall chances are gone. Monday's high sitting at around 93.
Okay, as Hurricane Aaron moves away, areas along the East Coast are still feeling the impact of the storm. Brandi Campbell is reporting from Ocean City, Maryland on News Radio 92.3.
Right now, Aaron is still in the Atlantic, headed east away from the U.S. As of Friday morning, Aaron was a Category 1 hurricane, but our Fox weather meteorologist told me it could lose its tropical characteristics this weekend. While Aaron never made landfall, we still felt its impacts from hundreds of miles away. Today, along the East Coast, beach conditions are expected to remain dangerous. Beach Patrol here told me they want people to remain out of the water as the rip current risk is still high, along with wave heights. Winds have died down as Aaron continues east, but coastal flooding during high tides is still something we're keeping an eye on. In Ocean City, Maryland, I am Brandi Campbell for Fox Weather.
All right. And also wanted to touch on this real quick. As far as just how the weather's doing, we wanted to let you know this whole thing about this tropical wave that's impacting Bermuda that's coming after Aaron. Just want to once again give you a reminder that it's not going to be a problem for us. Chris, I was telling you the other day, TikTok was running rampant talking about like, oh, what could this develop into? Well, that's TikTok. We've got confirmation that it's only going to be a wave that's hitting the Bermuda area, nothing more.
Well, you know that everything on the internet is true. You know that.
But if it does develop into anything
forget
else,
that. Don't
we'll
even
keep
go,
an eye
don't
on
Don't even go down that road.
I was plugging our dependability there.
They're saying don't even waste your time on this thing. It's curving out already. Okay, here, let's give you an update. This Fed chair situation, boy, when Jerome Powell, of course, he's the Fed chairman, hinted that there could be a rate cut this year in the near future. Well, Edward Lawrence was on top of this one, following what's actually happening out in Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
The markets are taking off on the fact that the Fed chairman has now opened the door for a possible rate cut in September. He says the risks, though, to inflation are rising while the risks to the labor market are falling. But he says with expectations for inflation well anchored at the 2% target, that possibly opens the door for a rate cut. Now, he adds the tariffs represent a one-time price increase, but that seems to be dribbling in over time. And Powell wants to watch the effects of that closely. The Fed chairman gave a nod to the fact that the policy stance is restrictive and that he sees economic growth slowing in the first part of this year because of a decline in consumer spending.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Canada says they'll remove many of its retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. Back in March, Canada imposed counter tariffs of 25% on a litany of American products after the U.S. announced 25% duties on steel and aluminum. Prime Minister Mark Carney saying the 25% tariff on American cars, along with steel and aluminum, will remain in place for now. Meta is agreeing to spend more than $10 billion on Google Cloud services, according to CNBC. The agreement reportedly spans 6 years. Meta's deal with Google is said to mainly center around AI infrastructure. On Wall Street, stocks were significantly higher, with the three major averages gaining anywhere from nearly 1.5% to upwards of 1.9%. The Dow set a fresh record, its first since December. U.S. crude oil futures for October were rising today. They're currently under $68 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, Tuesday, President Trump praising federal troops for their efforts in cracking down on crime in Washington. A pretty topical thing this afternoon. Jackie Heinrich is at the White House on News Radio 92.3.
President Trump said the crime crackdown has yielded incredible results, and the Metro Police Department confirmed that there has not been a murder in the nation's capital since August 13th, making for a homicide-free week in the time period since the president federalized the Metro Police Department.
I've never received so many phone calls thanking me for what we've done.
According to the White House, law enforcement officials have made 630 total arrests. One missing child was recovered. 86 firearms were seized. And also, 251 people who were in the country illegally have been arrested since August 7th, including three known gang members. There are nearly 2,000 National Guard soldiers now patrolling.
And tomorrow's Powerball jackpot worth $700 million. That comes with a cash value of around $316 million. Meanwhile, tonight's Mega Millions drawing features a $234 million jackpot that has a cash option of just over $105 million.
Yeah, they'll do that around 10 o'clock tonight. Play wisely and good luck. This week, the director of the Office of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, announced that she's cutting the department by 40%. Kevin Yurinsky has more.
Director Gabbard claims the reductions will save taxpayers $700 million per year, but more importantly, will rebuild trust among the American public. Gabbard telling Fox's Jesse Waters,
"The changes that I'm making at ODNI is just the very first step to bring about an end to this dangerous politicization of intelligence that ultimately is undermining our national security and our republic."
Gabbard adding that the bottom line is making sure the department's employees are working towards a singular goal,
which is really ensuring the safety, security, and freedom of the American people.
The office was created following the investigation into the 9/11 terrorist attacks. It provides oversight over the entire intelligence community. Kevin Yurecki, Fox News.
4:51, 9 away from 5, News Radio 92.3. Tesla under investigation again over its self-driving cars. Carmen Roberts has more on the story.
Federal regulators want to know why Tesla is breaking the rules by not reporting self-driving vehicle crashes on time. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the automaker, owned by billionaire Elon Musk, submitted numerous crash reports months late instead of within the mandated 5-day window. The probe follows Tesla's recent launch of a self-driving taxi service in Austin, Texas, with plans to expand nationwide. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
4:52 on the nose here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with one final check of your roads and weather this hour, but also some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you as we send you off into the 5 o'clock hour this evening right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey folks, Andrew McKay here, and if you're a homeowner and you're thinking about selling your home, or you're thinking about buying a home, changing homes, picking up a rental, maybe an investment property or a beach home, you want someone who's going to get you the results you want fast. That's Christina Leavenworth with the Christina Leavenworth Home Selling Team at Leavenrinke Realty. Look, they sold 165 homes last year. They sold 175 homes the year before that. That means every week, week after week, they're selling three and a half, four homes, getting experience, understanding what works, and getting results for their clients. She knows the market. She knows how to position your home, knows how to get you top dollar quick. She's helped hundreds of families sell faster and profit more, and now it's your turn. Now, if you're in a situation where you're really motivated, she also has a program where she can guarantee the sale within 35 days or less. And if she doesn't, she'll sell it for free with no commission and no fees. It doesn't apply to everybody, but it's something you might want to be aware of if you're really under a time constraint. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Five away from 5 o'clock. Heads up, Pensacola, Austin Price. Looking at that weather, local traffic together. Don't let him scare you when he gets into these high percentages of possible rain. Just remember, we're talking pop-up showers here. Don't let him scare you this weekend about the weather.
Yeah,
it's not looking so bad.
Yeah, don't.
Come on, get yourself out of this one.
Whatever you do, don't listen to me. No. All right, it's 82 degrees right now. We'll start with the weather this time. It's 82 degrees right now, low of 75 tonight. We do have 60% chances of showers officially for this evening. It's going to gradually start to decrease as we get into your Saturday and Sunday. Come Monday, there's seemingly going to be no chances at all. Sunny, mostly clear. But the highs are going to creep up over this span. Right now, as I said, it's only 82. Well, come Monday, it's going to be a high of 93.
Here's today's pop culture news.
And the roads are looking clear for the most part.
There you go.
Nice little afterthought. Covering
those bases this afternoon. Hey, listen, think about maybe doing a movie tonight. Listen to this one. Movie theaters across the country are offering big discounts this evening. Michelle Polino has an explanation.
Movie theaters are pouring $2.2 billion into upgrades to get people back in theater seats. And their latest offer is Date Night at the Movies, hosted by the Cinema Foundation, Cinema United, and Fandango. The national movie-going holiday offers two-for-one deals at theaters. Cinema Foundation spokesperson Harry Medved told Fox News Radio,
two-for-one deals on personal pizzas, nachos, sliders, sodas, candy, and popcorn. But one of my favorite deals is two-for-one cannolis. Take the cannoli from Synergy Entertainment.
Rom-coms like Steve Carell's The 40-Year-Old Virgin and Adam Sandler's The Wedding Singer return to the big screen alongside new releases Weapons and Honey Don't. Check out atthemovies.co, all one word, for more info. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
I wonder if any of our theaters are doing that.
I'm not sure.
I haven't checked, no.
Well, we'll have to look.
Well, maybe we should check.
Speaking of things we need to keep track of,
okay.
The parole hearing for Lyle Menendez is ongoing in California. I've been keeping track of this. No verdict yet.
He's the older brother. The younger brother was sent
Eric.
Back. Yeah, did not get his parole.
Yeah,
parole.
Eric was denied yesterday.
Okay.
California parole officials issued their decision Thursday night after an hours-long hearing at a correctional facility in San Diego. 3 months ago, Eric and his older brother Lyle were resentenced to 50 years to life for the shotgun murders of their parents back in 1989.
It's terrible. He's not in jail despite being accused of secretly making thousands of recordings in the bathroom of Australians' hospitals. Very interesting. CJ Papa has more on News Radio 92.3.
A 28-year-old surgeon in training out on $32,000 in bail on the condition he lived with his parents, who moved from Singapore to Melbourne in anticipation of their son's month in prison ending. Judge Elliott releasing Ryan Cho, even though prosecutors argued Cho could flee since he has no meaningful ties to Australia and he's suspended from his job. The judge said Cho surrendered his Singapore passport and had no criminal connections to help him leave Australia. Police say Cho will likely face around 500 charges related to 4,500 intimate videos he secretly recorded with phones, mainly in the staff's restrooms of three Melbourne hospitals since 2021. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And I'm sure this is just totally coincidental and doesn't have to do with any recent events at all. Harvard planning to remove the Black Lives Matter sign displayed in the office windows of two professors. The Crimson reports that Harvard has informed the two biology professors that the sign will be removed by tomorrow. The professors placed the outward-facing sign in their office windows at the Northwest Science Building back in 2020 after the death of George Floyd. Harvard officials say it has been determined that the sign is not in a location where exhibits and displays are allowed.
Listen, a lot of activity with the Cracker Barrel situation. Changes over Cracker Barrel has LGBT written all over the controversial store rebrand. I say this because Steve Smotherland, who spearheaded an LGBT employee resource group over at Cracker Barrel, said the company had a bad reputation within the gay community. Cracker Barrel is now in the crosshairs of consumer backlash after it updated the antique Southern feel of its interiors to a broader, brighter, more modern vibe. California Governor Gavin Newsom's laughing all about it.
The backlash has been swift from customers over Cracker Barrel's $700 million rebrand that includes a new logo that removes its iconic illustration of a man with a wooden barrel and the refurbishing of restaurant areas with modern dining interiors. A lot of customers upset, saying the company is abandoning its folksy roots. Governor Newsom inserting himself into the discussion in a sarcastic rant on X, writing in President Trump's signature all-cap style, "What is wrong with Cracker Barrel? Keep your beautiful logo. Woke is dead." Shares of Cracker Barrel stock have taken a nosedive since the changes, losing $100 million in market value. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.